Blog Talk Radio.
Our eyes can only see so much. But what if they could see more? What if you could see the world in a more interesting way? You could finally work with horses. You love horses. Or what if rather than using your mind's eye, you could see things with your eye's mind? Things like, I don't know, a virtual wardrobe. Ooh, I like the yellow. You could make imaginary friends real, or see your real friends in a more imaginary way. Because when you start to see the things you love in a whole new way, you start to want to share them with the world.
With me?
Well, maybe not the whole world.
Oh, right, okay.
And weirdly enough, that helps us all see ourselves and each other just a little more clearly. The floor is being.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
If you can't see it, we can solve the mystery. The answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. If you can't see it, we can solve the mystery. The answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. An eternal blackness in the midst of the darkest night. Proteins and minerals exist within specks of light. Solids, liquids, and gases and sparks of light within infinite lengths and widths and depths and heights. No beginning or ending. Seven dimensions, enough space for more than a million worlds and inventions. To travel through time with enough room to be the wound of the Most High's great mind, which he would soon make shine. With intelligent elements and sight that he would gather. In the realms of relativity, electricity struck matter. Energies that stole, he would load and keep releasing. Atoms by the millions, the numbers increased. Until it was burning, he kept returning himself to the source. The hotter his thoughts, it gave the center more force. He gave birth to the sun, which would follow his laws. All caused by his mental intercourse. Who is God? If you can see it, you can solve the mystery. The answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. Explain his craft, the master in the attic. He dealt with measurements, his language was mathematics. His theoretical wisdom or the numerical system. The complete number nine, which means born or existing. He gave birth to all planets, inorganic and organic. So you wouldn't take it for granted, they rotated their own distance around the sun. And fully submit to the existence of one. And each one was promised everlasting perfection. If each one keeps spinning in the same direction, to the east. And each speak the motion of peace and harmony. And each show devotion to teach the universes to come. The whole world must go according. Know your galaxies are more large, your stars start falling. So stay in your orbit, maintain safe and sound. Like the planets, your cycle remains perfectly round. If you can see if you can solve the mystery. The answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. Consciousness to consciousness, my knowledge and his wisdom, his response is this, a understanding, which is the best part. He picked the third planet where new forms of life will start. He pursued, showing proof every move in order. Back to the source, he let off his resources in the water. Climate's climax, where the climate is at high degrees. Seas start to breathe deep in the darkest seas. And the planets, they lay in the cleats that form land and expand, using the same cleats to form man. In his own image, our origin begins in the east. Culture rise to free with the powers of peace. Dealing equality, nature's policy is to be gone. Build and destroy positively, born life like a law. And each one was given everlasting perfection. If each one keep living in the same direction, and life was life, and love was love. We went according by the laws of the worlds above. It showed us physically, we can reach infinity. But mentally, through the century, we lost our identity. Life started ending. We got tripe and started sinning. Lost touch with the beginning. Now cipher stopped spinning. And what was once easy became confused and hard. Which brings us back to the mystic question, who is God? 66 trillion years since his face was shown. When the seventh angel appears, the mystery will be known. Check Revelations and Genesis, say Luke and John. It even tells us we are gods in the Holy Quran. Wisdom sent from beauty, one of the meanings of God. G-O-D, you and me, go more all through all. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, sun, moon, and star. Man, woman, and child, and so is the law. If you can see, if you can solve the mystery, revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. If you can see, if you can solve the mystery, the answer revolves around your history. So carefully, I drop this degree, scientifically and realistically. Bear witness to the law gave birth to all, for law was all, and therefore life itself. And the universe gave birth to man, the universe was man, and man was the universe. And the universe was all which existed, and existence was life, and life was the law. And the law had no beginning because he is what always was. Rock him a law. Peace. Now who is God?
Peace, 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 man. This is the product of WBNN. This is the ONE host intern show featuring me, Sam God Power Hill, on air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join. This conversation is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hey, yo, brother. Oh, not Rakim Allah. That's how we getting the kicking today. That's heavy right there, man. I used to be a stick-up kid, and I think all the devious things that I did. Peace, man. Today's mathematics is understanding knowledge, which equals culture. In simpler terms, today's the 31st, and 3 plus 1 is 4. Learn your mathematics, man. I gave that to y'all last time. I talked to y'all about the mathematics, the alphabet, and 120, the father, and the history. We're not doing any more of that. We jumping right into lesson. In reflection of today, I will be building on the 31st degree and the 1 to 40. Question. To make devil, what must you do first? Answer. One must begin grafting from the original. All right? So this is going to be a series of questions and answers here, and I need y'all to follow me. What is original? Anything there from the inception. That's original. If it was there in the beginning, if that's how it was from the get-go, from Jump Street, from day one, A1, that's original. So who's the original man? Oh, shit. The original man is the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization, god of the universe. All right, y'all following me? Who's the colored man? The colored man is Jakku's grafted devil, skunk of the planet Earth, the Caucasian white man. There's that word grafted again, right? Now I want y'all to kind of ask yourself, how was the colored man grafted from the original man? And who is Yaqub, and why is he considered the skunk of the planet Earth? Now, I understand that skunk is like, you know, that's a very offensive word because, you know, you can kind of guess what that means, right? But I'm going to take y'all somewhere else with that. Funk is offensive, but dig this. It's fitting, since Yakub was an original black man. And he also had, but he also had that grafted thought, you know, and that grafted thought is symbolized by that white stripe down the skunk's back, you know, and we're not even getting into the actions of the skunk yet, right? We're just dealing with the looks of it all. We're dealing with an original black man with the grafted, mutated, foul, convoluted, ran out of synonyms. So let me give y'all a little history on Yakub. Yakub was an original man. He was born 20 miles outside the holy city of Mecca. At the age of 6, he learned about magnetism while he was playing with 2 pieces of steel. The knowledge that he gained from that experience, coupled with his own inner deviation and his hatred for his own people, he had the premeditated thought to make another people, unlike his own people, to rule over his own people for 6,000 years. All right? In order to do that, he had to begin grafting. Y'all still with me here? Simply put, grafting is splitting the germ until you reach your desired result, right? You take something from original, and then you separate it, and then you leave the more original part over there, and then you take the diluted part, right? And then you deal with that, and then you repeat process until the process is complete. So how do you do that with people, right? It's messed up, but we can look at all types of current events that speaks to this point. We're not going to get into these current events now, though, because I'm going to give you a little bit of history before I really open up the conversation. His plan was to kill off the black babies. You know, like when the original man, original woman, have child, his plan was to kill off the black seed and keep the brown seed. Repeat process. For the amount of time that it takes for the black seed to be grafted out of the human into the brown seed. And then he starts to graft the yellow seed out of the brown seed. And then he begins to graft the white seed out of the yellow seed by killing off the darker seed and, you know, leaving the lighter seed. Now, there's a whole bunch of Yakub's rules and regulations. We're not going to get into that now because I'm not talking about Yakub, but it's important that I mention the story of Yakub before I get into the current events and everything else that I have ahead. Now, this process took all but 600 years, right? Grafting the people from one people to another people. But yeah, but the original man, the gods, at that time, we wasn't going for Yakub's foolishness. So what we told him was, all right, listen, boy, I understand that you got a lot of things going on, a lot of things in your mind, you want to do a lot of things. You can't do that over here, but you can do that over there. Where was there? There is the island of Pelon, or Patmos, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation. That's where John had the revelation on the island of Patmos, because we call Pelon. And Yakub and his followers, they were all exiled to Pelon so he can conduct whatever experiment he had going on, because like I said, the gods wasn't going for that foolishness. So on and so forth. Oh. Before I continue, let's geographically, where is Pelon? It's situated off the Aegean Sea, all right, which is, for lack of better terms, we're just going to call it Greece, because we're going to come back to Greece and the Greeks later. But on the island of Patmos, situated off the Aegean Sea, that's where the 600-year process took place. And the devil was successfully grafted from the original man, from the black seed to the yellow, to the brown seed, black seed, brown seed, yellow seed, down to the white seed. Devil. We're going to deal with that term because I don't want, you know, I'm not here to cause offense, right? We're using words like skunk, devil, and the white man is the devil, the black man is God. We're covering history right now. Historically, I stand on that. The white man is the devil. But that's not to say that, we don't teach and accept. Because that's one thing about our people. We teach and we accept. But also, there's a protocol. There's a way of doing things over here. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to get into that later, because it becomes more relevant later. But right now, if you're Googling YouTube and type, you can look up Azrael. Azrael was a Caucasian man, and yes, he was a part of the 5% nation of gods and earth. So you do your own knowledge on Azrael, because I'm not covering that right here. But what is devil? Devil is a grafted man, which is made weak and wicked, or any grafted live germ from the original people here. But later on, we're going to understand how a lot of things have been grafted from the people to the religion, to the food we eat, to just our way of life in totality, right? But this grafted devil, he was so foul. Now remember, we're still on the island of Patmos right now. We're in Pelon right now, right? Shout out to North Philly, because when the guys came to North Philly, that's what they named North Philly. They named it Pelon because of the climate at the time, right? We in the Eastern world now. The devil was so foul that we had to push him 2,200 miles across the sand. And when I mean push, I mean we rode camelback while he walked, and we escorted his ass somewhere where he couldn't perpetuate his tricknology and his devilishment on our people. And where did we take him to? 2,200 miles across the sand into the Caucasus Mountains, where they stayed until in the lessons we call him Musa, right, in the Arabic language, Musa or Moses went up and let them out. Let's deal with language right now real quick. Sidebar. I ain't even planning for this, but it's important that we understand what we're dealing with when we're dealing with language. And I'm going to be talking about the three major world religions. I don't know if they're the major world religions anymore, because, you know, people have so many brilliant ideas, right? Some people they wander into the forest and they find gold tablets and they create a religion around that. Three Semitic religions. There's a lot of words in there that y'all got mixed up, and one of them is God. And y'all have to understand the fact that Jesus spoke Arabic. I mean, not Arabic. He spoke Aramaic, but it's a Semitic language, just like Arabic and Hebrew. And when he referred to God, when he said God and he spoke God's name, he said Allah. I'm going to leave y'all with that. And I'm going to throw it to your mother and father's favorite DJ, DJ Legend, Brother O. Let me hear that track.
Yeah. Peace. Yeah, y'all already know.
Without you.
You're dealing with different individuals here.
Without you.
Dealing with different specimens of life. We on a whole other level. Y'all still caught up in the Earth's gravitational pull. We moving far beyond that.
Magnificent minds who militant, man mastering mics and musically murder melodies, heavenly sacrifice, the brain control in the hands flow when I type, so I dance slow in the rain, but I'm Van Gogh when I write, the champ showing the sights, it's like a motion picture being brought to life, off of light, insight from Walter White, the perfect chemistry with science and matter, three minds combined with data, but that's minus the chatter, minus that fake shit, minus all the Kanye and Drake shit, I'll take your mind up through the matrix in a spaceship, explore beyond the basics, knowledge that was evasive is now considered common, I'm bombing them with the greatness, flow fluid and floss it, go through it and talk it, you so stupid it's not even worth talking, I'm watching it getting sicker, I hear
what I promise. Kinetic, the devil, he tryna dim in my shiny, hella pathetic. Give the whack rapper credit. Psych motherfuckers get sniped from water towel gang for they night. Your mind alliance is like Mayans in flight. Alien spacecraft loaded with outer space intelligent light. Shit, I can show you what the elements like. Periodic tables, astrology charts, and where it all starts. I can break it down and fuck with all the parts. Mercury and Mars, solar systems in alignment with ours. Where my mental is at, I ride a flying car. Rhyming bars, pulling huge buzz of chronic, got a giant jar. Molecular structures like a motherfucker. Conductor of assessments and military investments. No question, the nation that we manifest in. My allies, we doing it without the devil blessing.
Magnetic lines is ominous, the bridge, I'm the heart of it. Bow before the presence of God and pay your homages. It's strictly knowledge, it's the shining's in alignment with stars read by astrologists. Molecular structure, rap minus the politics. Back to my tragic alliances, crime sciences. Feds try to tap my words, they transform the hieroglyphs. Manifest life through a thought, my aura's marvelous. Even the enzymes in my saliva's more lively than those considered to be true Jesus certified riders. I'm being perfectly honest, verbally I am astonished. Supreme design, infinite mind, my thoughts abolish. Genocidal atrocities, foul philosophies. Reptilians walking the earth, forming monopolies. Trying to free the true and living God at 32 degrees. I move 93 million miles close to the surface. Upon the earth, destroying ghost spells and curses. Injected in my brain as a youth to feel worthless. I overcame it like my 120 pound dated life. Plant seeds in a beat, germinating the mic. Photosynthesis, lyricism, igniting life. You more the poison type, weak rap, I'm on for dice. I'm the author to your book of life and the immortal type.
We're rolling at this sky, fly high above you.
Changes like this. These words in a song is for you.
We back. And I believe we left off with, I believe it was Moses and Musa, bringing the devils out of the Caucasus Mountains, man. Yo, the tracks, man. Crazy. Some of these songs I ain't heard in years. Some of these songs I ain't heard since I first started rapping. So I'll just be here jamming, man. But now that we covered that, let's get back into some more current events. Before 1964, when the father came and did his thing and really took claim to the title of being the original man and the original people and leading an original way of life. Who were the original people and what did they do? How did they live? Right? Now, the fact of the matter is, on a basic level, we would never fully really know, right? Like, I don't care what you do, 23andMe or this or that and that. I don't care. I just don't care what you do. Because for one, I'm not sending none of my DNA samples to anybody to look at anything. I know who I am. I don't care if I'm 37% this and whatever percent. I'm a 5%. You know what I mean? I know the truth and I teach the truth and I don't adhere to the teachings of the 80, to the 10%. I don't adhere to the teachings of the 10%. And it's my duty to teach and civilize the 85% by teaching them freedom, love, justice, equality, Islam. Right? That's what I do. But before 1964, and the father really established all that, took claim to that, all facts of the original people, it pointed to Nile Valley civilization. It all did. I don't care what you say. You understand what I'm saying? Because I ain't make it up. You ain't got to ask me. You ain't got to take my word for it. Do your research. You feel me? And I'm going to tell you two of the best teachers to tune into if you want to start with some research, because they did the majority of the legwork for you. Just like all the teachers did the legwork for us. And they came way before us, but we still act like we don't hear nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Listen to Dr. Clark. Read a couple books by Dr. Ben. Dr. John Henry Clark. Dr. Ben Jokanen. Get into their studies and understand the Nile Valley civilizations and other parts of Africa, or the original people, right? Because Africa is also a name that I don't like to use any title but original. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you start to saying that you this and you that, everybody got an opposition. Don't nobody oppose the original but the devil. So it's either you original or you a devil. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't no gray area with that. Right? And I'm a sidebar, because I'm going to get to this later. No, you cannot reform a devil and make him original, but there's a process that you go through. And we see the process every day. And I'm going to get into that later. But all facts point to Nile Valley civilization. Right? So back to the Greeks. The Greeks are damn near black. Right? The Greeks are damn near original people. Some would say that they have original people, just like Moses or Musa was a half original man, right? Now, I already made the connection between Greece and Pelion, or the island of Patmos and all that, so now I need y'all to follow me. All original law, mythology, and religion, science, alchemy, whatever you want to talk about, was written by nature, inspired by nature and natural phenomena. The Romans, they got it from the Greeks. The Greeks, they got it from the original man. Now, I already took y'all through the journey. Now, I already zigged. We about to zag and then zig back, right? Zig, zag, zig. Learn your supreme alphabet. I'm not going over that again. The Greeks got it from the original man. Now, before type of mythology, you had the writings, the teachings, and Kemet. This is where your mythology comes from, right? Yaqub, the Greeks. I need y'all to make that connection. Over those hundreds of years that was a part of that out of Africa movement that was separated from the original man, and then had to, you know, came back to the original man for certain answers and went back and forth and did all these different things and eventually settled over there by the Aegean Sea, that was exiled to the Caucasus Mountain and then freed by Moses and Musa. Let's take it a step further. Moses, Musa, the Moors. Because this is where current events, right? Because it's no secret that the Moors civilized Europe. The Roman Empire specifically, right? Because we're dealing in that time. It's no secret that the Moors civilized them. I've worked with the Moorish Science Temple of America. I've studied with a couple of the brothers But no, I'm not a Moor, because that wasn't the final stop for me. You understand what I'm saying? The final stop is Master. The final stop is God. The final stop is Allah. You understand what I'm saying? I've been through, just like they say in our lessons, the original man searched for trillions of years for that mystery God until we all agreed that mystery God is the Son of Man. I went to everywhere else looking for the knowledge of myself and trying to find out who I was, and all I had to do was go to 2122 Adam Clayton Boulevard in Harlem, go to Mecca. That's all I had to do. First degree, they tell you, who is the original man? That's you. It ain't a whole bunch of dogs. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't a whole bunch of, you got to be just like these people to do. No, we're going to give it to you how we got it. And, excuse my language, man, the rest of that shit is on you. I'm going to give it to you how I got it, and the rest of it is on you. Now, the Moors, they gave them masonry. The Moors, they gave them slavery. What the Moors didn't take into account was that they was dealing with Yaqub's grafted devil. Now, see, us giving them the knowledge was the fulfillment of Yaqub's plan. We taught them everything that they needed to know, and it was used against those of us who didn't have the knowledge itself. When all these cats, they running around scared, talking about Masons and about Illuminati, this and that. What you got to understand is we're the illuminated ones. You understand what I'm saying? Because we the, for real, like, you really want to get, you know what I'm saying, keep it all the way, one hun done. You can't be illuminated if you don't bear any light. You can't bear any light if you don't have a soul, right? So y'all deal with that right there. You feel me? Because I ain't about to get into all that. Y'all deal with that right there. We the illuminated ones, and we gave them their masonry. Matter of fact, I said I was gonna save it for later. We're gonna get into it right now. What is really masonry? Masonry is what we taught them. Because can you civilize a devil? Emphatically now, sight. No, you can't. Emphatically, no, you can't. You can't reform a devil. But we will allow him to come amongst us and live a civilized life as he go under the teachings for 35 to 50 years. Yeah, who else go under the teaching for 35 to 50 years and go through a whole bunch of degrees just so they can eventually reach a certain level and learn that the black man is God? And not only do they take on our way of life and study our lessons, right? They have to wear a uniform. Now, all of our nations of Islam, whether it's the Moors or the specific nation of Islam, or the 5% nation, we all bear the greatest flag ever worn, ever made, ever, you understand what I'm saying? We all represent that sun, moon, and star. We all represent the universe. So we're universal people. And everything that has been always will be, and we've been there since from the beginning. So it's already in us. You understand what I'm saying? But the difference between our uniform and their uniform is that they have to wear a sword above their sun, moon, and star, or their crescent, moon, and star. Now, that sword is there as a stark reminder that if you ever go against what we gave you, right, your penalty, you know, because that's what justice is. Justice is your penalty and reward, and there's no reward for the devilship. Only justice, however you're going to take that. But we gave them masonry, we gave them slavery. Just another thing I don't want to just gloss over, right, because, you know, you tell people you a 5%er, and you greet them, and you tell them that you're Allah, and you speak all these, you know, you speak all these different terms. You tell them the Salaam Alaikums and all that different type of thing. I'm not no Muslim. I was a Muslim. The father was a Muslim. But it ain't necessary. Justice, now this is a quote from Allah Real, and I probably quoted this last time. Justice was never no goddamn Muslim. Justice was the original man from the beginning. when the father gave Justice the lesson, he took them, but he only cared about 2 degrees. The first degree, who is the original man, who is the father in the poor part of the planet Earth. The rest of that is on you. You understand what I'm saying? But the main thing, the nitty gritty, is all about the knowledge itself. Now, I'm not trying to, while bringing up the Arab slave trade, I'm not trying to like undermine the transatlantic slave trade, because slavery is slavery, right? Like I told you, I don't deal with no gray areas. Slavery is slavery. I don't care if the Arab slaves were prisoners of war and they were treating them nice, whatever that means under the context of slavery. Transatlantic slave trade was, right? The fact of the matter is, it was a partnership between the original man and this devil, because there was an assumption that the devil could somehow do things in a civil manner. But I challenge you to tell me, at what time has the devil handled anything in a civilized manner without the war and the oppression of people? We got our first caller in queue. Caller, was good. Peace. Tell us where you from. Who are you?
Hi. Peace and blessings, brother.
Peace.
Yes, I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. I'm another host on the podcast. Welcome to the family, my brother.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm enjoying.
What you got for us?
What did you say?
I said, what you got for us today? You like what you have so far? You have any questions, comments, concerns?
Yes, I wanted to ask you, because in my studies, I found out that the Moors wasn't originally Muslims. Some of the Moors were Christians. Some of them were Hebrews. Can you elaborate on that? Because most people think that the Moors were all of Islamic origin.
I definitely can elaborate on that. No, the Moors wasn't definitely all Islamic origin. The Moors were the main occupants of, let's say, northern Africa and the bottom part of Europe, like, you know, Italy and Spain and different things like that. In school, they don't teach us about the Moors. What they do is they call the Moors the Ottoman Empire, and they put them under like a Turkish type of rule. But I guess that's the way that the Moors distinct themselves from the Turks is by staking claim to the country of Morocco and running with Islam. But, you know, one thing I'm going to get into later in the discussion is that whether you're dealing with Islam, Christianity, or Judaism, they're all tools in colonization of the original people, because all of it is from us, and then they give us bits and pieces just to keep us jumbled up. That's just like, you know, my parents, you know, my mom, she's from Virginia, but I'm from Philly. Our ways and actions, they travel from the South to the North, as well as many other peoples. So it's kind of hard to distinct who's who out here. You know, the saying, all skin folk ain't kinfolk, but in the face of the oppressor, unity is necessary.
Yes. Thank you so much. As I said, I'm Sister Bessie the Truther, and thank you for coming to the family. My show will be Friday, February the 3rd, and I'm going to sit back and listen to more of your teaching. Thank you for coming and being part of the family, brother.
Thanks for swinging through. I appreciate you. Peace. Now, y'all heard what she said. February 3rd, she going to be on this joint. So Hey, y'all act like y'all know, man. Y'all got to show y'all support, show y'all love. But Moses, the Moors, handing over knowledge to a people that wasn't mature enough to deal with it. Where are we at? Where are we at with it? I can go either way with this. We can either get into the religion or we can get into the food. I think I'm going to get into the religion first since we're kind of already in that realm historically, right? Sister Bessie, she brought up a brilliant point that all the Moors wasn't Muslim. You know, I don't think we really understand how close the Eastern world is. Even to this day, all those people are one people. They just let the devil all in their business. Got them fighting over a land that they all feel like belongs to them. Like, everybody feel like that specific section over there is the chosen land, right? Everybody's a descendant of Abraham. The Muslims feel like it's theirs. The Jews feel like it's theirs. The United Nations gave it to whoever. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody really knows, but one thing for sure, two things for certain. There's only two types of people out here, and if you're one type of person, you're that, and if you're not, then you're not, and if you're kind of in between, you can't sit on the fence and teeter totter back and forth because it gets messy out here. You feel me? It's just like how it is over here, you know, in the United States. Cali is pretty far from New York, but you'll be surprised how much of Cali is in New York and how much of New York is in Cali. When we get back from this track from Brother O, I'm going to jump on the next topic for y'all. Peace. Brother O, do your thing.
Yo, Troy, man, this is a funky track, man. What's up?
Yo, it's just a little something I put together in the basement, man.
Yeah, it's tight, man. I wonder what King Sun and PRT would sound like on this together, man.
Yeah. I wonder.
We have a duty, and our duty is to teach and civilize the power of sunborns, a culture of wise.
Intelligent beings, when it comes to MCing, three wise men agreeing, poor but righteous teachers who can't afford to live like kings of the sun with the death sword.
Some claim to be an A alike, even B alike, but we don't see alike. You strike out.
Even though you're hit to the mentally dead, let it be said, the gods are taking heads.
Yo, hold your freedom, you seen the snake shed? Get on the mic and take the snake's head.
It's my supreme communication, intellectual elevation. And this is what it takes for me to generate my nation. Cause the proper education always causes elevation. Science won't want peace to stop the weak at limitations. Is this hardly harmonized, hypnotizable form? A mathematical grammar that makes myself born. I take the head off a snake in an automatic second. Bless the mic for the brothers that be living out the life of the Lord with the sword that devours through the power of the mind. Any false presentations in my cycle that I find negative, positive, must prevail. Can't you tell when a god faced a snake face to face? He never fell. Many snakes perpetrate. Word is born, snake shit. So when I find your stupid ass, word is born, taking heads. King Sun, these are my last words. Dad, why don't you get on the mic and take a few heads?
The sword is used as an emblem of justice. Bust this, you die if you dare try and touch this. I speak to warn a brother only one time. The power of one rhyme, the trillion sunshines. As I blind them, I lose them and find them. Then I put them in like tapes and rewind them, so I can hear them respond to the war call. I'm not fronting, I got something for all y'all. Artillery to me is no problem. Fake hard rock MCs, I dissolve them. What I manifest is not to impress the rest, like a handgun ripping through a bulletproof vest. Cause I watch ya, on the scope I spot ya, letting off lyrics, bullseye.
He gotcha.
Have all your fun on your gold and your platinum tour. He who laughs, I'm afraid, laughs no more. I sell Colombian neckties to those who never seen fly. I'm a flying guillotine. Put your hands together and let your prayers be said, cause I came here to take heads. Wise intelligence, as the lessons are read, why don't you get on the mic and take some heads?
Wrong, come follow me.
Stop.
Boom, come follow me.
Go.
Boom, come follow me. Now let me take a few heads. Say peace and jet. Wise intelligence. Telling it like I see it. Be it.
Death.
Devil man within the God man's land. So I rip. Give shooters freedom like they're black, they snake and shed. If I can't live amongst no devil, so I commit to taking heads. By the way, who gave permission to the slave master's son? Simply come amongst the gods and try to do the things we've done. Why, I don't give it a thought. Ever last gets the blast. Peace your head gets taken. Snake and search your own class. So roll from follow me. Watch me while I build to destroy. How the teacher takes the head of the beast and devil boys. Talking soys on the loose. Devil youths running wild. Bonnie devils up in tame. I think it's time to exile. Child, please. Like the grease. Bruce, you can't reform the devil. They will never be perfect. And perfection beats my level. So until the light goes out, you may see the snake and sin. But when I'm shut up on mid-dread, word is born, I'm taking heads.
Yeah. Was chicken. You know what I'm saying? Word is born.
Yeah.
For the 90s, you know what I'm saying?
Yo. Thank y'all brothers for getting with me on this track, man. I think we showing proof to all the uncivilized out there that it's only God and there is none other than the law. And the rest of them perpetrators and false advocators and them snakes and them devils. Y'all know where y'all can go.
Yo, what? This right. Hey, y'all, for all you snakes out there, no matter how sneaky y'all get, you can't hide because the powerful eye of the law sees everything.
Yeah, and homie, don't play that.
What's up, brother? I saw it ended faster than I thought, man. I was getting down on the chicken sandwich, man. In Club One, you're not snacking nobody's sandwich out their hand, man. That's not how we getting down. But, yo, what did he say? He said they claim to be our ALA, but we don't see alike. Hey, yo, man. Rakim Alon, I wish he still rap because I don't know what these young dudes doing with the finger painting, the painting the fingernails and they coloring their hair and... You know, it's, I mean, Tupac had a nose ring, but God damn, I don't understand. Talking about grafting and we on religion. When it comes to religion, it all comes from us, right? But they're presented with only half truth. Now, one thing we have to understand about half truth. A half-truth is always worse than a whole lie. Call it two is in Q. Tell me who you are and where you from. Peace.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we slap box prison guards up there on maximum security blocks and pick over there on State Road up there, you know? Oh, man, that's what I'm saying, man. You know, you bop somebody upside the head with a floor brush, and then you go make yourself a teacher. You understand this? But anyway, I'm listening in, man. Say that one more time.
Go ahead. It's only the chili limes on.
Yeah, because I can't hear, you know. I'm making sure we ain't got no feedback going on, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to have the echoes going on. But I just wanted to comment on a few things, clarify some things for the peoples that's listening. Because I heard you speaking about a few different things, which you touched on, some history in regards to the Al-Islam, Islamiyah, you know what I'm saying? You know, for those people who are listening, you know what I mean? The Islam in which we talk about here, well, as far as what with the subject that we're speaking on right now, that we're listening in on, the subject matter of the 5% nation, which was founded in 1964. However, you know what I mean? This was something founded, inspired by Islam. Again, folks, inspired by Al-Islam. You know what I'm saying? Verily, what Al-Islam is verily the Quran was revealed to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what I mean? Ibn Muttalib, Ibn Abdullah, Ibn al-Muttalib, you know what I'm saying? The people from the Quraysh. You know what I'm saying? With during the time of the revelation of the Quran, how this was revealed was God sent Gabriel to Muhammad, and that's how the Quran was revealed to him. Verily, he was an unlettered person who could not read or write. So, verily, he would recite these things, and then he had people who would scribe for him. And this is how this Quran was compiled. However, you also have the Nation of Al-Islam, Nation of the FOI, or the Fruit of Islam. Verily, this was founded in 1930, folks. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just have, and then as far as, just, and then he mentioned the Moors as well, you know what I mean, where the Moors movement was something in regards to the late mid-1950s or 60s as well, as far as introducing that to America and things to the likes of that. Shout out to Sister Bessie. You know what I'm saying? You know, that was a good point that she made as far as the Moors movement. But I just wanted to clarify these things up, you know what I mean? Beverly, these things, these differentiations, and I'll say this. During the time of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that there will be 71 sects of the Jews, 72 sects of the Christians, 73 sects of the Muslims, all but for one sect, will abode in the hellfire. And when he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, who was upon the same sect, he says, those who are upon the same sect is I and what I am upon today and my companions, and those who follow them, and those who follow them. You know what I'm saying? And anything that's introduced that is not from us has been rejected. You know what I'm saying? These things is authenticated, you know what I mean, from the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I just wanted to clarify these things because, you know, in regards to whatever subject we choose to speak about, we have to know the differentiations in which they lay. You know what I'm saying? Where the differentiations are, that's where we differentiate it. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to chime in, you know what I mean, with that one for those who's listening, you know what I'm saying? Keep spilling it for them, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to find these truths out here. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where if we in the middle of the street, that means we double park coming from Walmart. Check your satellites.
Yo, man, shout out to Clev One, man. That's my old head, man. Hey, man, when I touch the city, I got to pull up on you, Clev. Because I got to pull up on you, Clev. That's it. That's all. We ain't going to get it. I got to pull up on you, Clev. But listen, when it comes to religion, it all comes from us. But they're presented with the half-truth. And ultimately, they were used to oppress the original man. The Arab used Islam of a way as the way of peace and the study of the science of the moon as a tool to oppress the original man. The Romans used Christianity as the knowledge of the sun and the emphasis of the life of a righteous brother named Yeshua or Jesus to oppress the original man. And the Jews, and you already know about the Jews. We, you know, Kyrie and Kanye, they doing enough talking about them and what's going on with that. Continue. Yo, we got another caller in queue. Come, caller number three, talk to me. Who you are, where you from?
Hey, it's Jerry Petito. I'm from New Jersey, babe. Just called. I'm on break, and I just wanted to say hello, and I wanted to just show you some love.
Thank you, Jerry. I love you. So I put a lot of people onto your show because you'd be surprised how many people that I know in my age bracket and even younger. We're talking from the ages of 16 to I'm 31 that deal with, you know, substance abuse and different things like that, and they don't know how to get past that. And I told them, that's not a dead end for anybody. You understand what I'm saying?
It's not.
So I definitely appreciate what you do.
You know what? You just made my night because I was dealing with a family member's friend. And they lost their son recently, and he was 32, child, and I was just talking to them tonight. So I was a little depressed, and you just made my night by saying what you said. So thank you so much, and there is hope. There's always hope.
Always, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that you appreciate me, and we appreciate each other, and I was able to.
I do.
Love putting smiles on people's faces because a smile can go so far. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
Love you, too. Peace. Now, real quick, I want to jump back to Yaqub because we're dealing with Semitic languages now, right? Yeshua is Jesus, but who is Yaqub, right? Anybody can guess? One, two, three, four. You know what? Yaqub is Jacob. Who is Jacob in the Bible? Now, we know the story of Jacob, right? But what a lot of people don't know is that, do you know that Jacob also had knowledge of grafting. Now, in the Bible, he wasn't grafting people. He was grafting animals. I believe it was like his uncle's cattle and everything like that. But Jacob had knowledge of grafting. And I'm going to leave that right there. And I want y'all to, to connect the dots. Back to the Moors and or Musa. Bringing the devil out of the mountains and civilizing him. And I asked this question before, can you perform a devil? No. And that's why he has to study that 35 to 50 years to earn the right to wear that sun, moon, and star and do all these different things. And this is where we get, like I said, our masonry from. There's even a degree in 120 that speaks on who are the civilized people. And it names three specific types of people in that answer. Who are the civilized people? The civilized people are, one, the original man, two, which would be the Muslims, time would be the Moors, because that's what they were referring to when they said the Muslims, and then the Muslim sons. Who are the Muslim sons? The Muslim sons are the Masons, the Shriners, those folks, right? So, like, it really, is perplex the right word? Is boggle the right word? I'm not sure. But either one of those words, it does that to me when I see brothers fall in lines with the likes of masonry. Like, and I'm specifically talking to my Prince Hall brothers, because nonetheless, you're still my brothers. But I do want to ask a question. Why go through all that to get the knowledge yourself when you can just get the knowledge yourself, man? It's 2023. You understand what I'm saying? If any time you can't go to the library and pick it up, you can Google it, and YouTube and Google the same thing. You can you can get up on it yourself without being put through the rituals and the hazing of it all. I ain't knocking what you did, because I ain't going to do it, but it's just a question, because at the end of the day, it's always going to go back to the first degree in all of 120, who is the original man. And I'm not just saying that because that's the topic. I'm saying that because that's what they tell you. They're going to tell you that the black man is God. They're going to tell you that. You know what I mean? Like, not only have I read that in books, I heard it out of people's mouths that I didn't think I'd never hear it out of. When somebody that is the polar opposite of you, of who you are, come to you and say, the black man is God, right? That throws you through a loop. But enough with the religion and the people, because that's history to where we are right now. Where we are right now, we're in a time and an era where it's time for us to put the knowledge back before the wisdom. Meaning, I don't care about all the traditions and everything that you had prior to you having the knowledge, right? Because just to give y'all a little bit back on the supreme mathematics, knowledge is the first principle. Wisdom is the second principle, because you can't do anything unless you know something. And wisdom is applied knowledge. If your wisdom came from a diluted knowledge or a half knowledge or a knowledge that is not of your own self, then by default, your wisdom is going to be it ain't going to be right. It ain't going to be all the way right and exact. It's not going to be that. So when we go back to grafting, most of us, we know about the GMO foods and how different foods were grafted from the original to a devil food, right? But just because we're learning these things as we go, we already have a diet instilled inside of us, right? Even if we have a more healthier diet, right? Because my mom, she blessed me with a more healthier diet. However, my mom is still a poison animal eater. She still enjoys her pork bacon. When she goes to the store, she get a bacon, egg, and cheese, and she don't take the time out and say, give me a turkey, bacon, egg, and cheese. She go right for the, you know what I'm saying? She go right for the, you know what I mean? And you know, she fed me a lot of fruits and vegetables. Time goes on, you even start to learn how these fruits and vegetables aren't original, how these fruits and vegetables aren't manifestations of Allah, how these fruits and vegetables aren't manifestations of God. Yet they're grafted versions of their old self. You know, like, I mean, I can't even tell you the last time I had a watermelon. Not because I don't like watermelon. Not because I'm afraid to eat watermelon in front of white people and no crazy stuff like that. But just because I can't really find a watermelon without any, I mean, with the seeds still in it. And so I'm like, you really got to go to, like, a farmer's market. Like, you go to, even when you go on Trader Joe's, man, the watermelon got the seeds in it. And it's like, if you eat it, no, it's not going to kill you. It ain't going to kill me. You feel me? Like, I get down on the, I mean, you know, I'm just like a lot of brothers and sisters. I know it's weird. I don't eat beef. I don't eat pork. I don't drink cow's milk. I don't, but I drink head. You feel me? But that's, You know, that's me. But what I'm saying is if you have the aim and the goal to eat healthy and it's like that's what you're really striving for, it's so hard to really find original foods. Like how many of our listeners sat down and Googled like Dr. Sebi's food list and then realized, yo, I can't get none of this stuff at Pathmark, ShopRite, Acme, Whole Foods, nothing. Like you really gotta go out of your way and then not only that, pay extra money to kind of live up to your standard of life. And that's unfortunate because it's too expensive to be broken. It's too expensive to have any type of knowledge, man. I'm going to leave that on your brain. Brother O got another track loaded up. Let's rock.
I loved doing right, but I was trapped in hell. Had mad ideas, sad eyes and tears. Years of fears, but yo, my foes couldn't bear. I searched for the truth since my youth, and went to church since birth. But it wasn't worth the loot that I was paying, plus the praying. I didn't like staying, cause of busy bodies and dizzy hotties. That the preacher had souped up the lies, had me cooped up looking at loose buttons eyes. During the service, he swallowed up the poor. And after they heard this, they wallowed on the floor. But I ignored and explored my history that was untold and watched mysteries unfold and dropped a jewel like Solomon but never follow men cause if you do your brain is more hollow than space oblivia all the abyss with no trace of trivia left with the hints. Does it pay to be deaf, dumb, blind? From a slave he was kept from the mind and from the cage he crept from behind and what he gave was a sect of the swine. When the Bible condemns the pig. I don't mean to pull your hems or flip your wig, but we used to wear a turban, but now we're in the urban. No more wearing beanies or dressed like a genie. No hocus pocus cause I focus on the facts and put it on the tracks and put it through the wax. I speak on Jacob, it might take up some time, and too much knowledge, it might break up the rhyme. I did it anyway just to wake up the mind of those who kiss stones or praise on the carpet. Those who sit home or sell books by the market need to chill and get their mind revived. For years, religion did nothing but divide. The basic instructions before leaving earth. Life is a test, let me quest the universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving earth. Life is a test, let me quest the universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving earth. I stroll through the books of Job to unfold and open Bibles instead of hoping on revival. Calling on his name and screaming hallelujah. When he hallelujah.
ya. That's how the devil fooled ya. See, look into my eyes, reverend. That's the lies of a reverend. Why should you die to go to heaven? The earth is already in space. The Bible I embrace. A difficult task I had to take. I studied through, my eyes were swollen. And only a rose went. I found out that we were the chosen. I deal with the truth and deal with the youth. And teach my son as he kneels on the stoop. Son, life is a pool of sin, corrupted with foolish men and women with wicked minds who build picket signs to legalize abortion, the evil eye extortion. I quit, son, with my wisdom. Before I converted, I was perverted, and knowledge was asserted. The study of wisdom, I preferred it. The understanding, it gave me mental freedom. I even learned Caucasian, but really, the tribe of Edom. The white image of Christ is really Caesar or Jair. And the second son of Pope Alexander, the sixth of Rome. And once the picture was shown, that's how the devil tricked my dome. I prophesied to save a man, but no one gave a damn. From my nation, the seed of Abraham. Blessed with the tongue of Hebrew. Now we strung on needles, and some are plunging evil. So study and be wise in these days of darkness. Peace to my nephew Marcus.
The face of destruction, the authorities and earth. Life is a test, maybe quest the universe. And through my research, I thought that Juliana heard. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The face of destruction, the authorities and earth. Life is a test, maybe quest the universe. And through my research, I thought that Juliana heard.
Hey, brother, oh, stop playing, man. What you know about...
Hold on, man.
Man,
Zigga. All I know is I go 100%, man. My name, brother, old man, Olasky, Overlord, you know what I'm saying? Teaching, you know what I mean, all the 85, what 5% mean. Stop playing with me.
Stop playing with him. God, Zig Zag Zigga Law, a.k.a. the Jizza, a.k.a. the genius, man. Do y'all know this brother is not only a platinum and gold artist, a part of the, in my opinion, the biggest, best, most powerful, influential, yada, 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 yada in hip-hop. You know, this man is an actual scientist. This man does TED Talks on physics. Come on with it, man. But back to this, man, he's through the basic, man, scratch that. We're going to keep talking about the RZA, basic instructions before leaving Earth, because that song ties in to a lot of what I'm talking about today. You know, a lot of people, they get us confused when you know the nation of God on Earth, because we speak all languages and we deal with all knowledge, because we the creators of all, and we need to be able to teach all and lead all and put all in the proper perspective. So, and not only that, we all was raised off the Bible, King James Version specifically. The truth behind all of that is the Bible is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. Ties into what I was speaking on about masonry. I don't know if I brought this up last time, but if I did, so what, you're going to hear it again. The Bible, when you're dealing with the Bible, you're dealing with the science of the sun, you're dealing with the cross, which is a 90-degree angle, right, which is your square. So when you're dealing with the Bible, you're dealing with the square. And when you're dealing with Islam, you're dealing with the circle, or you're dealing with the mind, or you're dealing with the compass. So right there, you have your square and your compass with the G in the middle, and the G is none other than the God. So it's like, I can't remember the brother's name, but One brilliant point that he made, not a fellow host, but I like to give teachers their credit when I speak on their works and the things that they teach. One thing that he said is the two most important books over here in the Western world is the Bible and the Quran, but they're not meant to be used separately. You got to use them things together. You got to use your square and your compass. You got to use your body and your mind. You got to crack the Da Vinci Code. You got to be the Pyramid of Giza. You got to have a firm base, but you got to have that oneness of mind or Tawheed. You know, you got to bring your universal pace, your universal base to a unified point. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. But grafted foods and grafted music, man. If anybody remembers the beginning of hip hop, right? And this is a subject that, see, cause to me, the teachings of hip hop, they go hand in hand with me because I'm an artist and I learned about the nation through music. So they go hand in hand to me, and that was by no coincidence. Because the culture of hip hop and the language of hip hop is a direct reflection of the culture of the nation and the language of the nation. Everything from how the older gods, whether it's Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, RZA, GZA, whoever, they all stand on their square, pay attention to their feet. You understand what I'm saying? They all, their b-boy stances all right over left. Pay attention to how they got their arms crossed. Like they all holding these square and they all giving it up the same way that the father gave it up, the same way that the father taught his first nine students or the firstborn to give it up, and how they gave it to us and how they gave it to me. It's all the same. It's all the same. But now the music has been grafted into something that's so unlike the original format of how we did things that we can't even see the good, at least I can't even see the good in the music that I hear now. And I'm not talking about all rap specifically, right? But y'all know what I'm talking about, the stuff that y'all hear on the radio, because even though it's a couple folk over here that probably do listen to rap, you know, a lot of what y'all listen to is forced on y'all, unless y'all really a fan and y'all take it upon y'allself to go look up other artists and intentionally. But in regards to the things that's being said to y'all and the things that's being put in front of your face, and not even just with the music, you know, I remember a couple shows back, Brother O said something about Dr. Cosby, and I don't think Dr. Cosby got enough respect on his name, and I don't think y'all really understand the magnitude of his show and the positive images he tried to place forth in his show, right? And as I always do, I separate the personal from the product, because I try not to get into politics, man. We all a little foul, you feel me? And I'm not saying anything about what he did. I'm just speaking on myself. Like I drink Henny and I do a lot of things. You feel me? Listen to my music. You feel me? They don't believe in God. The mixtape album is probably going to drop that in March. Got another caller in queue. What's up? Tell me who you are. Where you from?
Hello. Oh, this is Ricardo Rashard. This is my first time actually listening to your show. I know that you called in my show, so I just wanted to call in your show. I wanted to ask you, I heard some stuff that you were talking about religion and music. I had like a two-part question. One, I wanted to know, like, how did you come up with like where you are now? Like, how did you get to that point? And as far as the music, like, I wanted to ask you, like, why do you do it? Like, what inspires you to do your music?
So I answered the music question first. What inspired me to do the music? It's just an important part of our culture. Everybody listens to music. Everybody listens to music. And my brothers, they grew up listening to music. They grew up listening to gangster music. But with me, my the gangster stuff is cool. It's all right. It's hot. You feel me? But I knew that it was something deeper. I knew that it was something deeper in the music. So as I listened to the music, I stumbled upon conscious music, and I got into different artists like Wu-Tang, who introduced me to the 5% Nation. I was already in the Baptist church. So then as I started digging deeper into Christianity and theology, and I took a course at community college a religion course and all these different things, I went from Christianity to Marcus Garvey, or from Frederick Douglass to Marcus Garvey, to the Morris Science Temple of America, to the Nation of Islam. Then I took it. Then I just I the black man is God. That's just what it is. But I appreciate you calling in, and I heard your show yesterday. And one last comment before we get to the next caller, because I do have another caller in queue. I heard the part when you were saying how you was getting down on yourself, because when you was a young boy, people they used to talk a lot of trash to you about your looks and your appearance, man. But don't none of that mean anything when you got it on the inside. You feel me? So none of that mean anything. Don't let anybody ever shake your foundation about how you feel or how you think about yourself, because you know who you are. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, and I'm not saying anything about your appearance. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is a lot of people, they really ain't got it, but they got some money, so it make it look like they got it, or they got some status, or they got some clout, so it make it look like they got it. Brother, you got something special too, man. And I'll be putting people on to your movie, your visuals, your show, and everything, man. And
thank you.
Everybody say, it is what it is, man. Don't ever get discouraged, man. Discouraged is our first enemy. I appreciate you calling in. Peace. Call number
thank
five,
you,
man. Tell me who you are, where you from.
Hi, Sam Gaga. How are you? This is Tiana Speaks. I was calling in to support your show, I really, wish you the best of luck with becoming a host with WBNN. I was listening to what you were talking about as far as, going to the grocery stores and not being able to find things. And it's funny because I don't think a lot of people realize, how it just transitioned into being normal, where so many things are seedless, like even oranges and things like that. I noticed, I love cucumbers, absolutely love them. I even noticed the seeds in cucumbers change, and then how, huge they are and, things like that. And I think that a lot of people think, I'm eating healthy, but you don't even know what kind of poison you're eating, because you don't even know what's in the skin of the fruit you're eating. You don't even know, what type of pesticides are used, when you're consuming things like that, And even the ingredients in the actual things that we're buying. So I do have a question.
It's definitely out of control.
Huh?
No, what's your question? I'm going to answer your question real quick, because it's time for a goofy time.
Yeah. My question is just, I heard you speaking about knowledge and things like that, but I want to know, how do you differentiate between knowledge that is truth and knowledge that is just acquired from just your way of living, from your parents and things like that? So how do you differentiate the both of those two things? What is actually the solid truth that, is, I guess, the foundation of solid truth for everyone living, no matter what their beliefs are, or whatever, just the standard of truth. How do you
decide? That's a good question. Good question. It comes with an easy answer. I start from a base. Whatever I'm dealing with, I start from the base of that knowledge. And me being a high supreme scientist, I go through the scientific method. I ask questions, and then I work out my experience, my experiments through my experience. You understand what I'm saying? And from there, I get my answer, because one can only truly know the truth until you go through something. That's basically what I do. But honestly, a lot of things you ain't gotta tell me about. If I see something bad happen to somebody doing something, you ain't gotta tell me not to go there, because I seen what happened to many men. But if it's something, if it's up to me, I take it through the process and let it show and prove, because you got to show and prove out here. Thanks for your question. Time for Ngozi time. Peace.
Thank you.
Yeah. One for all. It's all for one.
I hear the beat of swinging odors if my name was David Ruffin. Quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing, because the food was never bluffing. I could hit it from the whack, so then I take a buffin' and I max. I wait until the opportune time and then I attack. But shit, I'm at penance is sinning is a sinner, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it, put money in my pocket. When it comes to having pressure, I get hard as a rocket. MC Grand Poo coming through all the residue. The songs are main classes, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them hot. The phone's out and I'm jocking. I can think of many episodes I swung in Lincoln Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Love the way she is, not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, drink, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I thank her. Some rap for sink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cavett, I got a bad habit. habit, similar to the girl, but she's got a habit. I think with the brain and I whip behind a zipper. I'm living kinda good, similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just play like guy and I'm
paying my mind.
Stick out your thumb and hits, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rhyme me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I smoke the kids. So book is back off, break north, pick from the regulator. Press it, that's a fine
one for all, Red Nubian. It's Red Nubian.
You caught a clip. My suitcase is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I go for self and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I caught somebody cramming for the test. Oh yes, my study guide was thick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your face. Don't play pronto, watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And just some new clothes and I'm fresh face from Rob. I'm on the phone and down the narrow. I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes the X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't front on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is zoomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Step to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunting a ball, ripped up a leashman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drink from glacking, and when the crowd slackens, I start drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last, but now I'm on the top damn news. I was fast cause I'm like that. They can't see this, read my book, it contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses. So moms, reach deep in your purses and buy me, take me home and try me and do me well.
Red Nubian, Red Nubian.
It up like a straw and jump on the dance floor. Cause every time I step in a jam, I make like a door and slam. But then girls try to turn my knob, cause I'm heartthrob. I guess it's just a hazard that comes with the job. Cause every time I rock around my show, Jamar's intellectual, girls wanna get sexual. Well, I guess I have to cope with being so dope. You wanna be me, but can't see me with a telescope. You seek and search, but still you can't find. You're weak and it hurts to be deaf, dumb, and blind. A supreme mind will take you out of your paralysis. I grip the mic so tight, I get challenges. And your analysis is that the Lord with rhymes in the shape with a mic cord. I do it good cause I'm a positive black man, eating up suckers as if I was Pac-Man. Not a dapper dance fan, say casual. To rock like the J, it comes gradual. You gotta know the leisure, why I'm dumb. And I'm saying yo, coach of freedom. Power equally with the God, so you can build and bone your cipher. All your life, you must see truth. Of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, do that goal, which makes a student enroll, and only then you'll prosper.
One for all.
So fun to go into the crates tonight, man. You know, all for one, you know, O-N-E, you know what I mean, W-B-N-N, Brand Nubian. And, of course, I got some wonderful news for the first time in our history. 12 straight, linear, consecutive, and all the same wordings, right? All-time connection records tonight, man. We are moving and grooving to W-B-N-N. Congratulations to our intern, Sham God Power Hill, on his second consecutive wonderful, outstanding championship as a brand new host. Man, I'm telling you, man, no one does it better than WBNN. And tomorrow night is very, very important to all of our hosts. I want all of our hosts to listen in tomorrow night because we're going to give you some history. Tomorrow night we're going to have the great Darlene Lawrence come back to us on this plane, on this celestial plane that we call heaven on earth, which is WBNN, with her outstanding performance with the Beverly Nation Original Classic. That's tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Standard Time right here on the Storied Network. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Only done in Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or want for programming tonight? Oh, laydaylay.ngozi@gmail.com. And I am the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever in both the arts and sounds and music and producing. But most importantly, that's right, Valerie, I see you, girl. I love you, girl. You know what I mean? Chicago, I know someone come see you. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley Malay, when he goes to say goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Onforce Radio to support us on a constant basis. You know what time it is. Our intern with his final thoughts, Mr. Sham God Power Hill.
You back on me, brother O? All right.
All the way live, man. Give your final thoughts.
final thoughts. Man, first of all, man, I appreciate everybody calling in and showing love. There wasn't many callers, but, you know, that's a good and a bad thing. Everybody that was supposed to call in, called in, and also had enough time to get through the majority of what I wanted to give to y'all. And stay original. If you get into anything, I don't care if you read, if you go to Barnes and Noble and you get yourself a book. When you get that book, understand who's writing that book, understand who's publishing that book, understand where it's coming from, and then after you've done reading that book, what's really being talked about in that book. Same thing with your food. If you really health conscious like that, if it got a label, you probably shouldn't even eat it. But then if it got a label and you can't pronounce the words, you definitely shouldn't eat it. You feel me? 5% Nation, we all about unity because we're the universal God. You understand? We're the universal teachers. And it's our job and our duty to one day unify all original nations under one thing. You understand? And that's the teachings of the 5% Nation. We not no religion, we not no cult, we not no street gang, we not no prison gang. We just a group of righteous brothers and sisters that's taken all the knowledge that came before us and we applied in the most supreme fashion. We hot supreme scientists and we do our thing. The babies are the greatest, the babies come first. I'm not responsible for anybody older than me. You understand what I'm saying? We raise the babies because one thing about old folk don't do nothing but get scared and you understand what I'm saying? No disrespect. But the young, they always ready. You understand what I'm saying? That was the downfall of every nation. Every nation, they was built on the backs of people that was halfway invested and on their way out. The 5% Nation, the father, he taught the babies. They had nothing to do but grow up. And all they did was grow up and give us what we got today. And that's love. That's the beauty of it all. And those are my final thoughts. Got another track for me, brother?